Good morning, good morning, good morning, brothers and sisters. We're down to the last day of 2017. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Tune in live with me by calling 323-870-4180. Our topic for today, the last broadcast of 2017, is make 2018 your moment. Make 2018 your moment. And our scriptures for today comes from the books of Habakkuk chapter 2 verses 1 through 4 and Mark 11:23. I'm just very excited. So let me get through this 15 minutes with you today. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind everyone that if you miss Morning Motivation Live at 6:30, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. on my website at feelthefire.com. By following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, that's R-A-W-S-I, or by following the podcast itself. And when you follow the podcast, you get the teaching sent straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. To do that, you need to text the letters MM, which stands for Morning Motivation, to the phone number 33222. That's the entire phone number, okay? 33222. So in the area where you would usually enter the phone number or the person that you're texting to, just type in the numbers 33222. Then in the area wherein you would type the message, just type the letters MM. And once you hit send, you will receive a confirmation via text that you are subscribed. So make sure you do that. Well, by now, you should be in Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. I'm here with you reading from the KJV. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word this morning. What is our topic for today? Say it with me out loud. Make 2018 your moment. Now I want you to personalize that to yourself. So please repeat after me. I will 2018 my moment. Come on and say that thing like you believe it. I will make 2018 my moment. Praise the Lord this morning. In the book of Habakkuk, God has given us the criticality of writing out the vision, writing out the purpose, in other words, that he has ordained for our lives, that we have sought him about, so that we will be able to run forward, so that we will be able to attain and accomplish great things, not only in 2018, but in every subsequent year to come. So he's told us to write down the vision and make it plain. In other words, it doesn't have to be of eloquent speech. It just needs to be what God has ordained ordained for you. And once you know your position and your calling within the Lord, what he has ordained for your life, then you are able to move forward successfully, even within your marriage and relationships, because then what has been ordained individually is able to come together for all who are involved. Then the Lord says that once you've done that, you're able to live by faith, because it said the just shall live by his faith. Now, I've already taught you the five elements which you must incorporate into your vision: spiritual, right? Relational, which includes your family and friends; financial, professional or your career; and finally, health and recreation. For example, here is the vision the Lord gave me for 2018. I am a perpetually happy and healthy, married, multimillionaire, effective minister of the gospel, advocate for criminal justice reform, and reconciliator of my family, who will take at least 4 major trips this year. Now, I'm not even reading this. This is how much it is internalized within me, because I know God gave it to me, so I have to be able to run with it. But you have to know how to run with it. I've taught you how to write it, and I've taught you about the faith that you must have with it. If you missed that, go hear those teachings on the Morning Motivation page of feelthefire.com. Now, here we are within today's 15 minutes in Mark 11:23, and the Bible says, well, whosoever, that means you, that means me, shall say into the mountain, be thou removed, get out of my life, be cast into the sea of outer darkness, and shall not doubt that thing, then you shall have it. And in having it, you shall be able to bring into fruition within the earth realm whatever God has promised you. Now, the whosoever incorporates you, the whosoever incorporates me. But it says, speak into that mountain. In other words, you must be willing to open your mouth to decree and to declare. Into the mountain. Well, what is the mountain, you ask? The mountain is the obstacle. It is the hindrance. The mountain is the attack of the enemy. The mountain is anything and everything. It is every situation and in everyone and somebody that comes to detour, distract, or remove you from accomplishing the will and the purpose of God in your life. Speak unto the mountain. You must go. You must be removed. And see, that is conjunctive. It didn't say just speak unto the mountain. Habakkuk didn't say just write the vision. But Mark said, and, in other words, there's another component to this, not doubt. You see, I find that sometimes it's easy to write something down, and then it's easy to even speak it out loud. But the real obstacle here is maintaining the supernatural faith that God will bring it to pass despite every situation and attack that you encounter in the natural realm. That is the person, the word says, who shall receive it. That is the ministry. That is the marriage. That is the family. That is the business. That is the spirit. That is the person who will be able to make 2018 his or her moment. The one who not only writes it, the one who not only speaks it, but the one who believes and not doubts. In the book of Proverbs 18:21, the Bible speaks that death and life are in the power of your tongue. Did you hear that? Death and life are in the power of your tongue. Cursing and blessing, success and failure, they depend on what you speak. Because you are speaking out of the abundance of your heart. So whatever you speak is what you are believing. And whatever you are believing is what you're going to put the effort into. And whatever you put the effort into is what you're going to bring to pass. And they that love it, glory, love what? That love, that power of life that's in the tongue and that speak forth life, they are the ones that shall eat the fruit thereof. Isn't this some good teaching? Hebrews 11:6, I'm talking about making 2018 your moment. But without faith, it is impossible. It is impossible. It is impossible to please God. See, your faith is not in Rossi. Your faith is not even in yourself. Your faith is in God, that God has the ability to do the impossible, that God is the one who created the world, that God is the one who knows the end before the beginning. And therefore, when you speak to the mountain and believe and not doubt, you shall have whatsoever you ask. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. But then James 2:17, I love it. It goes on to clarify that thing by saying, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. So you not only have to write down what you will accomplish in 2018, you not only have to speak it, you not only have to have the faith, but then you got to put some action to the faith. You have to do those things to evidence that you believe what you're speaking. For example, if you're believing for a husband or wife, then you are making sure that you're prepared in every way to receive and be that right husband and wife. If you are believing for a new business, then you're doing the research that is necessary, right? You're getting your finances in order. You're making sure that you have a mentor. You know, when I started my law office, it was not easy. I almost went insolvent because I was helping people to my own detriment, taking on so many cases at pro bono or almost nothing. I'm being transparent with you today so that you can understand what I'm talking about here, because I became an attorney after my brother was incarcerated, and he is the only son of five children. I knew the pain that it feels like, you know, to have someone you love incarcerated and to feel helpless. So I set out on the purpose that God had given me. You see, evangelism is my call, but fighting injustice is my purpose. And I knew that. I set out on the purpose. You know, I'm Robin Hood, Robin Rossi Hood, coming in to change everyone's lives. But I was doing it to my detriment. And I had to learn, wait a minute, go back to the drawing board. The vision did not change, but how I had to enact it, how I had to walk it out did. Faith without works is dead. You see, sometimes we don't accomplish the resolution or the vision, and then we will say, no, it wasn't God's will, or it was God's fault. No, it was your fault because you wrote it, but then you didn't speak it. Or you wrote it and you spoke it, but then you had no faith. You gave up when you encountered the mountain. Or you wrote it and you spoke it and you had faith, but you didn't do what was necessary, your works, to walk it out and bring it into fruition. Oh, come on and praise the Lord with me this morning. We don't have but 15 minutes. And then you have to understand, because I'm helping you to make 2018 your moment. Matthew 17 and 21, howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Sometimes in making something your moment, you got to put some prayer on that thing. You got to put some fasting on that thing. You got to tarry and wait for it. You got to believe God no matter what. I am a person of supernatural faith. I mean, I believe down to the last minute because I know that God is not a liar, and God is not the son of man that he's going to make up lies and have to repent of what he said. If he said it, that settles it. Make 2018 your moment. Now, I have given you the tools. What you do with this teaching is now up to you. You see, I didn't say make it your year. 365 days, and some of you cannot even conceptualize beyond today, much less tomorrow, next week, and 365 long days. But I taught you to make it your moment, because when something is your moment, it is cataclysmic. I mean, it's like a light bulb goes off. It is an epiphany, you know, like when you fell in love for the first time. When you had your very first child, or you wanted a son and you had your son. When you wanted a daughter and you had a daughter. When you bought your first home, when you got your first car, when you walked across the stage to get your first degree, when you found the love of your life and you got married, when you accomplished a significant goal, when you gave your life to Christ. See, those are the moments that you can recite or recount every single thing that happened. Why? Because that was your moment. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about for 2018. Making it your moment. Every day of 2018 is your moment. Every day the light bulb goes off. Every day you find your hallelujah, your party, your joy, your peace again. Because you now understand that the power and the authority to do so rest in you. Make it your moment. This is the beginning of the best days of your life. 2018 will not be the best year of your life, because that means you can only go downhill from there. Rather, it's the beginning of the best days. And every day, after that is uphill, uphill. It's not an uphill journey of fighting, but uphill in regard to celebration. Uphill in regard to loving life. Make it your moment. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You've brought us all the way down through 2017. We praise you. We honor you. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Another year you've given to us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And in doing so, we have found our joy again. We found our happiness again. We're smiling, Lord, showing every one of our teeth because we found our moment. We found our climax. We found the pinnacle. We found the culmination. This is our moment. Woo! Hallelujah. Party animals right now, God, because in you we found our vision again. We have our second wind. We have the wind beneath our wings. We are sailing on. We are feeling good right now. This is our moment. Our moment of victory, our moment of success, our moment of prosperity, our moment of growth, our moment of reconciliation, our moment of maturity, our moment of letting go, our moment of speaking to the mountains, our moment of relinquishing things and people that no longer matter, who no longer should be in our lives to the extent of the access that they have been given. Because they didn't appreciate it. This is our moment. We found ourselves again. We found our self-worth. We found our love. We found ourselves, and this is our moment. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening now, those with whom they will share this, that 2018, I decree and I declare, it is the beginning of the best days of their lives. No matter what happens, they are now empowered to speak to the mountain. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening come in agreement by saying amen. Praise the Lord, our time has run. I got to give you our task for today and the altar call, so just bear with me one more minute, but please keep praising the Lord. Just say, this is my moment. Just keep saying, this is my moment, and speak to the mountains. Just begin to call them out into the atmosphere by name and say, be thou removed if you are not saved or if you're backslidden. I want to bring you into the family of our Lord. He's brought you all the way down through this year. I invite you to make Jesus your Savior. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. Hallelujah. I repent. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome. Say, this is my moment. Say it again. This is my moment. Now, let me give everyone our task, and then we're going to end with our song of today. Remember to tune in live with me on Tuesday, okay? I'll be back at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Call in at 323-870-4180 or hear the recording after 8 a.m. on fieldthefire.com or follow me on Facebook at Rossi Williams or text the letters MM to the phone number 333-222. And remember, everything else you need to know about me, and you can contact me as well on fieldthefire.com, FEELDFIRE.com. All right, our topic for today is make 2018 your moment. You have your task for this whole weekend and New Year's Day. You have two things to do. Number one, I want you to make sure you have written your vision statement and you have called out every mountain and spoken to it, right? And you now have put the steps in place to just run with this thing. And number two, I want you to share this with at least five people whom you know need to be encouraged, need to be empowered. They need to learn the tools to change their life. All you have to do is just send them to fieldthefire.com, and they can hear it all weekend posted on the Morning Motivation page, or ask them to text the letters MM to 33222, and they will receive the broadcast. All right, I found my hallelujah. And I know you did too, because you've just made it your moment.
And if there's a man upstairs, he kept bringing me rain. But I've been sending up prayers and something's changed. I think I finally found my hallelujah. I've been waiting for this moment all my life.
about now.
Let me tell you something. I have given you the tools to make 2018 your moment. What you do with it is now up to you. I'll see you Tuesday. Happy New Year. Go to feeldfire.com.